USB in just in case I want to pay.
Hello, hello.
Ah! Joe's connected into the microphone system.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Okay, will the meeting please come to order? And we will call the roll. I'm here, Jennifer's here, Susan's here, Joan's here. We, our liaison is here, Jason's here, but we seem to be missing Doris and Will at the moment.
Will's excused.
Okay. All right. And Allison's here. All right, so item number one, approval of the minutes. Everyone received that by email, I believe. If there are any corrections or additions or comments, now is the time. If not, I move that we accept the minutes as emailed. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Item number two, correspondence and communications. Are there any correspondence or communications to be dealt with? Apparently not. Moving along, call to the public. I don't believe we have any public. Going right along to item number four, old business, of which we have none. New business, state of the library report. Jason?
Hi, all. I have this fun, colorful printout of the last 3 months, January to March 2018. We, at the bottom, you can see we finally broke the record. March checkouts passed 5,000 items for the first time. So that was kind of a milestone. And I'll tell you what put it over the edge, our new seed library. Counting the packets of seeds that we checked out, which I think was 196 seeds, seed packets for the first month, which was really exciting. But you can see up on the top part how I broke it down from 14,162 items. No surprise, DVDs, 6,855. Adult books, 4,288. Kids books, 2,195. And music CDs and audiobooks at 824. And then the graph right below, it shows you how we've grown since 2015 and from now to 2018. In every category. We're mostly excited about the kids' books. Looks like it was about 1,300 maybe for that third quarter in 2015, and we're at 2,200 for this past 2018 quarter, so that's a huge increase in kids' books. And like I said, it really, adult books, 1,000 more, DVDs, pushing that 7,000 mark, so it's pretty exciting. Total visits, we counted 11,904 patrons. This is historically our busiest quarter. We have a lot of tourists in town that come visit us, look around, ask questions, and we've had a lot of new patron signups as well. So the breakdown there is we had 11,118 adults and we had 786 children come visit us. Program attendance, 1,327. For adult programs, we had 1,195 attendees and children. We had 132 participate in our children's programming, which is our story hour every Friday, preschool yoga every Thursday, and we had some special spring break programs. We had button making and we had a movie. So, and then internet users, we had 1,294 people sign up for the public PCs, and that doesn't include people that bring their own devices in, which we don't have a way of keeping track of, but they're there on a daily basis using our Wi-Fi, so excited about that. Any questions?
No question, but I like the format. I think this is wonderfully vivid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to hang one of these in the elevator so we get our, we could post it to our website too, just to get people, you know, because people, they don't know. I mean, you know, if you'd asked a patron, how many things do you think we check out, you know, a month, you know, I'd be curious to see what they come up with. But this way we can put it right in front of them. We're proud of this. I'm proud of these statistics, so we'll just try to keep it going. Should we move on to staffing? We're holding steady at one full-time, 40-hour a week. That's me. Allison's currently at 30 hours a week, and Kathy Park is at 19 and a half hours a week. And we'll talk about this coming up in the budget talk, but we are trying to get the programmer's position from 30 hours to 40 hours for this upcoming fiscal year, 2018 to 2019. But we'll get into that a little bit later. And as always, volunteers are helping us on a daily basis. And honestly, you couldn't function like we do without their help. So we're always appreciative of that. And then I'm going to pass it over to Allison to talk a little bit about the programming, what's going on, and what's coming up.
Hi, everybody. I, too, want to just say thank you to our volunteers who show up regularly and do so much to help us. And one of the things that these numbers actually also reflect is how much busier we are on, you know, there were 15 people waiting outside the door this morning at 11:45. I thought, have we been closed for a week? It was pretty awesome for a Monday morning. So in terms of programming, some really exciting things have happened with grants. And these grants have allowed us to expand some of our programs, our new programs. And one of those that's coming up is that we received a grant from the Arizona Libraries to start, it's kind of a beta testing, but to start a Wi-Fi hotspot lending program. So we are going to have mobile hotspots that are going to be available at the front desk for checkout. You can take the internet home with you. There's going to be a priority to people who do not have internet at home and a priority to students. But this will allow students who do online education, they can do this from their home and the hours that the library is closed. Supplemental homework, kids of all ages use the internet to look for things. Also, we do not discount leisure time and the cultural and societal importance of leisure time. Nobody will know what you're using the internet for, but it's there is a contract that you sign. It's a little higher fee if you lose it or don't return it. And the Wi-Fi does get cut off when it's due back. So it's a really awesome program. We're really lucky to have received this grant. Another grant that we received was from RAIN. The RAIN grant is for STEM programs and collections for our youth and children's library. And we have just got some amazing new books in this collection and new program materials, including a digital microscope. That we're going to be doing some STEM and STEAM programs with this digital microscope. It's also going to be available to groups. It's not you don't check it out, but we can arrange to have it hooks up to a computer, can be the images saved, and it can be projected. It's very exciting.
And also, there's also going to be a RAIN showcase. It might be a good time to plug that. We're going to be showcasing what we received from RAIN in some of our collections, and we're going to bring the microscope and set up, and that's on Friday evening?
At Central School.
At Central School.
We received, I believe you all know, a $40,000 grant from Freeport-McMoRan to go towards our new Copper Queen Library Annex that we're opening right next door from where we are at the BUSD administrative offices in the old Melody Lane Middle School. This grant is an amazing acknowledgement of support and how important it is to work on preschool and K through 3 literacy now, first learners and early learners, and also adding library services to this neighborhood and community of San Jose and the surrounding unincorporated areas. As well, Step Up Bisbee Naco has supported us also with their services and grant. They have been working on making our classroom into a library. We've now painted, and it's pretty amazing, and electric is going in. And in support of that, I just want to acknowledge Rebecca Orozco and Danielle Bouchevet, who also made sponsorship donations to this annex, which is really amazing. I am going to forget to acknowledge everybody, but this is a big project. It's a long-term project. It's sustainable, but it's really pulling together, and we're just so excited at the amount of support that we've gotten. Summer reading programs coming up, and we are adding some preschool STEM programs, a Fun with Math and Science program, and we're taking the library out of the library again. So the theme this summer is Libraries Rock, which is going to be a lot of fun programs on music and musical instrument making and other things going with that theme. But we're also including geology and Freeport and the mine and examining our beloved rocks native to our Bisbee land. And we've started a poetry critique society that meets on the last Monday of every month. We started a garden club that meets on the second Tuesday afternoon of every month. We are in the middle of poetry month and have the balcony scene, poets on the balcony every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've had a wonderful, wonderful attendance on all of these new programs, really showing how the community actually, we're providing programs that the community is looking for and wants. So, so we have a lot that we are in the middle of, and our ongoing Tuesday nights poetry our ongoing Tuesday night programs are going to be two poetry readings this Tuesday and next Tuesday, but they also include poetry workshops tomorrow night, 4 to 5 with Ken Lamberton, and next Tuesday, Leilani Clark will be joining us from the Arizona Humanities. So we're just very excited about so many things happening and so many people using all of our services.
Cool. Anyone have any questions about programs? The next is, I put a copy of this year's proposed budget in front of you all, and you can take this home and look at it. I've updated our cover page to kind of show what the library accomplished over the past year, just to give council an idea of what we're working on and what we've been able to accomplish. So I hope they take the time to read that. And I also included statistics from the last year and just some of the stuff that we do on a daily basis. You can see the fiscal year 18-19 budget highlights that we are, and that's right after the narrative, that we are requesting that the program coordinator position move from 30 hours a week to 40 hours a week. Just 10 extra staff hours would mean a whole lot to the library. We're already you know, our accomplishments look so great, and, you know, I know we can still do more, but also with those accomplishments, it comes, we have to do work to kind of report all these grants that we get. We have to make sure that we accomplish everything that we said we were going to in the grant, and we also have to report on that. And so there's a lot of details that happen that other, you know, that take up staff time, and to be completely focused and work on this stuff, that's why we're asking for the extra hours to move this up to full time. I think this just says that, you know, some of these big ongoing projects will give us a lot more time to work on those. We can reach out and to look for additional grant funding. We're super excited. We have a lot of ideas for the next fiscal year, and hopefully with this council's approval that we could have more time to work on that stuff. Do you want to add anything to that?
Well, I think I just want to second that it is a really exciting thing, especially to add through grants to our permanent collection. But every single book that we buy has to be cataloged and entered into the system, and that also adds additional work and time. And so what we are growing our library and growing our services, and we would really like the support of mayor and council, but also of you guys, of the advisory committee, and to ask you for advocacy to the mayor and council during the budget hearings, and maybe to come and represent. We're welcome Bill as our new also council liaison, and we're really lucky to have Bill and his advocacy, but we would like you to also speak for us.
I'll do my best.
So if you actually look at the numbers on that second page, which are very small, I'll just briefly go over so you can understand what has been done. You can see that there's been changes in the top part of the budget, which is personnel costs, just moving that position from 30 hours to 40 hours. There will be increases in some of the benefits and the salaries, but finances worked that all out. And then the second half is the rest of the budget. We've made small strategic cuts to show that we are, you know, working. We wanted to increase the budget over here, so we're going to decrease the budget over here. And we found some cost-saving things, not big, but, you know, it does add up. So you can see some of the the budget from last year into this year. A lot of the numbers are down slightly, and some are slightly increased too. We got our audiovisual materials back up to its $1,500, but we did lose $1,000 out of the book budget, and that was just to show that was the library trying to help balance the budget of the whole city. I know it's not a lot, but it was something. And there's a new number at the bottom, the last line item, the GF internal services. That's a new number that was put into the budget this year, and that is what finance is saying. That's how money, the amount of money is the amount of service that we use from the finance department, the personnel department, public works, and really the whole city. So everyone got that number, and not that specific number, but every department's budget does reflect that new number. So that kind of inflates our bottom line a little bit. But even so, we're at our proposed budget is $170,218. So we're still kind of a small piece of the pie.
It is. And the GF Internal Services, so that's a percentage.
I think that's
and I
how
I believe all departments are.
Yeah,
doing,
that's how
doing
they do
that
it.
This year. I think they're just working off a percentage of the budget.
Yeah. So some of the bigger departments like Public Works and Police and Fire, they're going to have a much larger internal services number. So that's where that came from. Does anyone have any questions?
Well, I'm curious. I'm not really a number person, but I'm thinking. You know, what I read in the paper says something, you know, the CM, the city manager,
yes,
is using a new format for the budget or something to that effect. I don't know, that's what I read in the paper. And so does this reflect that new format?
Yeah, well, definitely the internal services number.
Okay.
Is, I think he wanted that reflected in everyone's budget because those services really wouldn't be free in any other. If we had to contract out for services, it would cost us money. So I think that's why he did that.
So, but that's a, you know, the paper indicated it was a new format for the budget. So is that the only thing that you see here?
I don't know.
That's the biggest part of, I believe. I mean, Bill, you could probably answer that better. But as I understand it, it's reflecting something that hasn't been reflected in previous budgets. So if you were to subtract that $17,945, that lower number in the 150 would be more comparative to previous year's budgets. So not all departments, but almost all departments have this internal services. And then I believe this is already reflected in the budget, but there isn't a breakdown under salaries. But I believe that there is a cost of living increase of a percentage across all employees, not department heads, for employee wage increase. So that number, while slightly higher on ours, is not just reflective of a 10-hour increase on my position, but reflected throughout the budget in a small increase across the board of employees for salary, cost of living. So I believe that is already in the budget, right? Now.
That's the way I understood it also.
Okay, thank you.
And the proposed salary increase doesn't apply to minimum wage workers or department heads, but it's just for the people.
Yeah.
Jason, what are some of the specific things in that $17,000?
What kind of services do they represent?
Beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, what kind of services that number represents?
Yeah, what kind of services does that...
That would be like if we were paying to have our payroll processed, if, you know, when we... submit invoices for payment. That's what like the finance department would be charging us.
Okay.
That's and also, yeah, the how we use the personnel director
okay,
that kind of stuff. I think the biggest things are like payroll and, you know, invoicing and, you know, I just submit an invoice to payroll or to finance, and they send out, they pay the bill, send out, you know, a check. I don't have to do anything else. They do a lot, even just with our small department.
I think on the larger budget, the departments that don't have internal services, and which I think is personnel and finance, are that's reflected, right?
Yeah.
So, personnel and finance don't have an internal services charge. The departments that don't have it are the departments that are charging the other departments. It's a new thing, so it's...
And it's not, it's, how do you put this? It's not like we have to pay them. It's to show what they would charge if, you know, we don't have to write them a check for $17,000, but it's reflected in our budget as if we did.
And I think it's going to be explained at the budget. The first budget hearing is Wednesday, correct? At 5:30.
That's correct.
So I think that is going to be the first thing that people will be explaining.
But it is amazing. I mean, if you look at some of these smaller numbers with, you know, how much use we get out of these small amounts of money. I mean, $1,500 for children's books, I mean, that's not a lot of books. So, you know, we have the help of the Friends of the Library, and we're able to make that number a little bit bigger. But these numbers in the grand scheme of things are very small, and we use every penny of them to buy new books, new materials, to keep people coming back to want to read more. And it's a challenge when that number gets too small, but I think we're happy that some of our line items did get increased. I mean, if you look at the amount of DVDs that are checked out and the amount of money that's given to us to purchase those DVDs, I mean, it's amazing that
I have a question.
Yeah.
A comment. So is it, you know, in the advocacy role here, what's recommended?
I think talking to your council person and just showing support to the library, if you wanted to attend the budget hearings to speak on behalf of the library.
When will that happen?
Well, the first budget hearing is Wednesday, and the I guess they're going
straight through.
Yeah,
so last year they did it differently. They did it each different city department. It didn't seem to follow any particular pattern. But this year they're going to start at the beginning of the budget and just go through. I don't know where this was.
I don't think we're on night one. I don't think they could get to us.
Yeah.
But then again, that's not guaranteed either. So if you can't make it to the hearings, I think just contacting your representative.
You can always send me an email to my city email address.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and, you know, I can say that I've gotten emails pertaining to this.
Yeah, everyone should email Bill.
The most important one on the budget, or that we're really advocating for, is for my position to become full time, and that would be the major increase here. But the other thing that we're also, that if it comes up, is to understand the really time and consideration that Jason put into decreasing the expenses on these other line items. And because we start off with already a pretty small budget, it doesn't look extreme. To go from the $7,500 for books to $6,500, but that $1,000 really does impact us. And so while these decreases seem small, to really understand that Jason has put a lot of effort into moving things so that we have cut funds in order to make this other increase happen, and just to advocate on behalf of not cutting any more for us would be great.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
That sounds doable. You know, nothing has been discussed as being cut, or nothing has been said. Well, we have to. You know, what are your chances of being the person who, or the department that takes the cuts? Where else could they do them? Well, they tend to do it a little bit from everybody.
Right. Yeah. And this is what is going in front of council. This is with mm-hmm. the recommendation that we do increase the programming hours from 30 to 40. So this has already mm-hmm. gone through the first hurdle mm-hmm. through city staff, and now it's going up to be presented this way. So super excited about that.
Yes, it's great.
That's
great.
Step one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really positive.
Yes, absolutely.
And the city staff has been very supportive of the library, and we just hope that it keeps going that way. I don't know how the budget hearings are going to play out, or, you know, but, you know, like I said, in the grand scheme of things, our budget is one of the smallest of the city, and we just want to fight for the dollars that we have, you know.
Yeah, I personally feel that, you know, with this tiny budget, a lot gets done, and there's no place really for the library to cut, as far as I'm concerned. But this is a draft budget, and they do need to cut more. So there's going to be cuts that are coming from somewhere. I hate to say this number, but I think it was $600,000, but that has to, you know, has to be reconciled somehow.
Right,
but
that's
my,
what it's
my feeling on this is that the library's been cut enough that really it's down to the bone. And you know, the small amount of money that it's going to cost to increase the program director job is really, compared to the overall budget, we're getting a lot for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's how I feel, you know, but mm-hmm. we do have six other people.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, no, that was exactly what we want people to understand, is that the bang for the buck, or however you want to say it,
it's
huge. When you look at a book that's, you know, being taken off the new shelf, and you take the sticker off, and that book has been checked out 30 times, I mean, that's a lot of times for a book to be read, and that's across the board. It's, you know, I think we do a really good job of providing materials that people are interested in, and that just don't sit on the shelf and not get checked out. Our stuff gets checked out, and we do a really good job of using this small amount of money. I mean, this amount of money has to satisfy everyone. It's got to satisfy the toddler who wants to read a, you know, page through a board book, you know, and work its way up to, you know, a teenager who wants to read a book, and to, you know, someone who can't read that wants to check out an audio book and have the story read to them. I mean, we're using this across the board in every one of our collections. So that's another thing that's, you know, it's from zero to old age.
It's so true. And we do now have quantum physics for toddlers, as well as the older generations who want to read about quantum physics. So we are starting young.
And then the last topic I think we already talked about is the grants update. And Allison already talked about that during the programming update. We have one more grant out there from that. We applied to the Arizona State Library for a $25,000 grant to supplement our annex, San Jose Annex. And we should learn about that at the beginning of May. So fingers crossed. We feel pretty good about it, so.
We don't count our chickens, but we are excited. But we also know that part of what we're doing is actively reaching out, and if that grant for some reason doesn't come to fruition, we will find another way. So that is something we are committed to. So that is part of the support that we're asking for in this budget, is to, you know, for the support to continue to do our jobs to the best that we can.
And that's, you know, we have been successful in writing grants, but that's not to say that it doesn't, they are time consuming, and it does take up staff time, and we somehow try, you know, are able to fit that in, but we do need more dedicated time for that. And as far as the Freeport grant for $40,000, we started spending that money, which is really exciting, and right now we have a little over 100 items that have been cataloged for the annex early learning board books and Dr. Seuss books and bilingual board books. So it's very exciting. It's starting. It's happening now. So.
And you're all invited to the pre-opening house as well as the open house. So
we'll
let you know.
If any of you want to see the space now, see it at any point during its progress, like Allison said, we painted it the other weekend. The high school is going to be moving the shelves that they constructed into it. But, you know, we could all meet at the, you know, down there at some particular time if everyone's interested. We could organize that. I think I want people to see it in its early stages. And we do have pictures of before it was painted. It's very sterile and not very exciting. So to be able to see the progress, and we will have a little be collecting pictures throughout the whole process as well. So it's very exciting. And that's all I have.
Nothing under other.
I don't think so, unless anyone has anything that they'd like to.
Can I take a half a minute here?
Yes.
And just say that April is Friends Membership Month. And so as the president of the Friends, we would like to, you know, invite you to be members of the Friends of the Copper Queen Library, because it's direct support to the library. Your memberships go to the, I'm looking at the newsletter here, and it says Library Rocks Summer Reading Program. $500 of this money will buy tote bags, thermoses, things for that program, and classic movies on DVDs. The Friends have also contributed $500 to that. So that's my comment. Join the Friends of the Library to support the library.
I second that.
Yeah, and I third it. And again, without the support of the Friends, our library wouldn't be what it is today in terms of programming and collections. They have given a lot of money over the past year to build specifically our children's collection at the library. And it's been amazing to have their support to be able to do that.
Yes, thank you. And they're such an active board, and they do so much for us.
And they have fun meetings.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I'll put in a little commercial for the Friends of the Cochise County Library District. We're having an open house on Saturday, April 28th. You are all invited to come and explore that facility, which coordinates all the other libraries in a certain way, and is very beneficial as well. So that Friends group could also use your help.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if there's nothing else, we'll move on to item 6 for the good of the order. Our next meeting will be Monday, July 16th, right here at 5:30 p.m. And if anyone wishes, they can move to adjourn the meeting.
I'll move to adjourn the meeting.
All right. I presume that no one objects, and we are adjourned.